day, all night, blonde on blonde.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Played Sugar Man last week, sung by Jimmy Powell, Jimmy and the Dimensions. That was the man who wrote it there, Bob Darin, on Bell Records. Yes, I'm correct. Bob Darin is what it says on the record label, not Bobby Darin. But yeah, nevertheless, Bob Darin, the composer, Sugar Man. We'll hear another version of Sugar Man. Let's get them all out of the way with it once, if we can. Sung by Bill Kenwright, next of all on Fontana Records. We began with Blonde on Blonde, All Day, All Night. A hippie, trippy, psychedelic single, which I adored there on Pi Records. It was originally released, I've checked back, the 8th of November 1968. That was the second week that we'd been doing these new singles. I started it on the 1st of November 1968. Well, actually, I started in 2018 at the start of November, but we're looking back 50 years every week. You must realise it's a gargantuan task I've set myself of finding, some of which I have, searching out as many of the new singles each week and listening to them. Yes, I listen to them so you don't have to. I pick out the best A's and the B-sides, in my opinion, that is. Yes, that is because I am pompous and pretentious, and I will tell you so now.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B., where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Yes, I do realise it can appear that I'm taking this all rather seriously. And I guess that musically I am. I try not to take myself seriously though, as you may or may not have noticed. and I'm not the best of DJs. I do realise it took me many years to overcome my reluctance to speak into the microphone. I preferred to be in the background. In fact, when I was young and a teenager, I had such a terrible stutter or a stammer that I could barely get any words out. I've made up for it in subsequent years, though. So we'll play Bill Kenwright, that's his version of Sugar Man, and then we'll play the B-side of the Blonde on Blonde single. I know we didn't play the B-side when we last played this single in November of last year. So yes, it'll be Blonde on Blonde with Country Life, and there's no sign of John Lydon and his rotten butter anywhere.
Sugar Man, save some sweets for me. Sugar Man, come and set me free. Sugar Man, you're the only one who'll understand. Sugar Man, Sugar Man, I can't talk to you. Sugar Man, you know what to do. Sugar Man, you're the only one who'll understand. When I'm down to the ground and there ain't no love around, the only sound is a lonely sound, then I bless the day I found you. Sugar Man, save some sweets for me. Sugar Man, 'cause I'm in misery. Sugar Man, you're the only one who'll understand. Sugar Man, save some sweets for me. Sugar Man, come and set me free. Sugar Man, you're the only one who'll understand. I've been on my own too long, without a dream, without a song. Everything I do is wrong. Now I know that I belong to Sugar Man, come and set me free. Sugar Man, 'cause I'm in misery. Sugar Man, you're the only one who'll understand. Sugar Man, save some sweets for me. Sugar Man, come and set me free.
Listening to Crispy.
Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Of the country lived years and the one. Meantime, you're faced with 7 hours of crap from Bent.
There's no guarantee that reggae singles were released in any 1 week, but when they are released, they seem to come in a tranche, and often they're produced by Lee Perry, Lee Scratch Perry, who would go on in the 70s and the 80s and further on to do some really amazing and weird stuff, and not just reggae inspired. That was the Upsetters on Upsetter record label. In fact, this will be the Upsetters. On the B-side of the single on Upsetter Records, it was the Bleachers and Everything for Fun. It's Upsetter at US313. And as is often the case with reggae singles, a different artist on the other side. On the A side, it was the Upsetters. Are you getting confused with all this talk of Upsetter? The Upsetters themselves, Live Injection. We'll be right back. What is this fabulous music and why is it presented by such a crap DJ? Well, the music is rather brilliant, isn't it? This week, every week, we play the new singles as released 50 years ago. I'm here every Saturday and Sunday at the same time. These are the new singles released in 1969 on the 5th of December. This is issue number 308 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings. 45 are revolutions per minute. That is the speed at which the vinyl disc... I know vinyl's coming back into fashion, but some of you listening may not be aware that that's what a single was. It was generally a 7-inch record. It certainly was in 1969, and a tune on either side. Sometimes there was more than one tune. Sometimes it wasn't worth turning over the B-side. Invariably, you'll find that it was, though. Those were the upsetters on Upsetter Records. And Live Injection. This is Black Velvet, who were normally on the Beacon record label, but here they are, the second single on Upfront Records, UPF2, and Goodwill to All Mankind. I guess it is getting near to Christmas time.
Goodwill to all mankind.
Ho, ho, ho. Goodwill to all mankind. Black Velvet. And continuing what I was talking about, these new singles each week. I started doing this on the 1st of November 1968. Well, that's the list that I've got. They started then. That's where I started collecting them from. I was about 13 and a half at the time, and visiting a little record shop called Campkins in Peterborough, and I saw these sheets on the counter. I thought, oh, I'll have some, I'll see what that's in. what that's about. And it looked a pretty boring list, but and I know this does sound pompous and pretentious, but I remember standing there thinking, these could come in useful one day. I was already a bit of a squirreler, a bit of a hoarder, a collector. And sure enough, when I found these lists, we've been around the world and back, lived in Wales, lived in France, lived in Canada, been to Los Angeles, and all points in between. And when I found these lists a couple of years ago, I thought, I can start using those soon. So back in November 2018, began doing the programmes. It was originally 60 minutes long, and then it became 2 hours, and sometimes it's three, and I'm pretty certain today this is going to be a three-hour list. My collection of these release sheets ends around the summer of 1974, so that still gives us a good 4 years to be going out here. And then I'm going to go to before that, this all assumes I'm still alive and on the planet, I'm going to go to the British Library. I'm not sure which department, where it would be. It might be their library in Boston Spa or Collingwood. It's scattered all around. It's not just the main library, which is next door to Euston Station in London. And apparently they've got an almost complete collection of these lists. I'm hoping I can return to 1964 and come back up to 1968, by which time you and I will be significantly older. I've said too much. On the NEMS record label now, released this week, 5th of December 1969, Zane Adams and Don't Take My World Away. Oh no, 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 don't do that. Zane Adams, the South African Scott Walker, but I think we could describe Zayn, Z-Z-A-Y-N. Next of all, Clive Sands. His previous singles had been on SNB Records. I think that's Simon Napier Bell's vanity project. But this one is on CBS Records, and Clive Sands was one of the Sarstedt brothers. And like me, the title of his tune, A Very Lonely Man.
You're all he's never had, 'cause it's a very lonely man who wants to know you. With a picture in his mind he wants to show you. It's a very lonely man who wants to hold you. With a story in his heart he must have told you, of a very lonely man. His life went out of line. There's no one left to follow. His only dream is hollow. Do you hear him? He only wants your time, 'cause it's a very lonely man who wants to know you. With a picture in his mind he wants to show you. It's a very lonely man who wants to hold you. Told you of a very lonely man. To give the world is to give a day. I want to stay is all you have to say. There's nothing you can teach him, but when you try to reach him, you just remember it's a very lonely man who wants to know you.
Listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling, so I just did some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head,
But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
WN1 is the catalogue number of the first single on Wand Records. BJ Thomas, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Next week, it will be the last week that new singles were released in 1969. That's the singles of the 12th of December, Friday the 12th of December 1969, and Sasha Distel's version of the same tune will be released. But also released this week is Craig Douglas's version of the same tune on Pi Records.
Ooh. Raindrops keep falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. Just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying. Falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me, nothing's worrying me. Keep falling on my head. The raindrops keep falling on my head. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Beautiful people, you live in the same world as I do, but somehow I never noticed you before today. I'm ashamed to say. Beautiful people, we share the same back door, and it isn't right. We never met before, but then we may never meet again. If I weren't afraid you'd laugh at me, I would run and take all of your hands in. I'd gather everyone together, never be alone, 'cause there'll always be someone with the same button on as you, include him in everything you do. Beautiful people, you ride the same subway as I do every morning. That's gotta tell you something. We got so much in common. I go the same direction that you do. So if you take care of me, maybe I'll take care of you. Beautiful people, you look like friends of mine, and it's about time that someone said it here and now. I make a vow that sometime, somehow, same button on as you, include him in everything you do. He may be sitting right next to you. He may be a beautiful people too. And if you take care of him, well, then maybe he'll take care of you. 'Cause all of the beautiful people do. And I'm a beautiful people too.
Yes, it takes beautiful people to recognise when they've met. Beautiful people, that's Melanie, the orchestrated version, a single on Buddha Records. There was a previous version of that single without the orchestration, and we'll play that in the final hour today. And prior to that, we heard two versions of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, BJ Thomas, and then Craig Douglas. One I've been... I wouldn't say dying to play for you, but it intrigued me when I saw it in the listing. Lemon Men on Polydor Records, and I've Seen You Cut Lemons.
You say you're not true, but I've seen you cut lemons. And tear up the sky. You ask me if I don't also cut lemons. I do, but when I do, again and again and again and again.
die. You ask me if I don't also cut lemon. I do, but when I do, I
certainly adds a little bit of authenticity to the proceedings when a record is in such poor condition, but as I frequently say, better to hear it in that state than to never hear it at all, sounding like it could have been performed by Richard Harris, or even a slight hint of Gene Pitney there. That was the Lemon Men, and I've Seen You Cut Lemons, and I think, looking at the label, that's from a stage play of a similar title, of which I knew and still do know absolutely nothing about. And these are the Melodians.
Thank you.
the Melodians and Sweet Sensation on Trojan Records, TR695. And now Sounds Nice on Parlophone Records, Sleepless Night. You may recall Sounds Nice capitalised on the banning of Je T'aime One on Plus and released an instrumental version of the same tune called Love at First Sight. Sounds Nice.
About this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.